Chris Maynard would say he's no marketing guru, but he recognizes that the pink ribbon used to raise awareness for breast cancer has been a big success. He hopes diabetes advocates can emulate that success with their own symbol, a blue circle.
It was implemented in 2006 by the International Diabetes Federation, and the United Nations adopted it and really wanted that to be the symbol that goes out so it can be recognized.
Maynard believes diabetes organizations have not taken full advantage of that symbol to raise the profile of the disease. With that in mind, he incorporated the blue circle in his company's logo. It's the O and the word glucose.
We think that if people learn to start seeing this blue circle, once it becomes recognized in the music realm, once it becomes recognized everywhere, the money's going to follow it to be able to get the help and resources we need.
Maynard mentions music, which he's using as part of his marketing strategy.
Last year, we made a music video with the help of Twisted Sister in our first diabetes awareness music video. So we went into it again this year and found a type 1 hip-hop artist down in Dallas, which we now kicked off our second music video. And when you're on the ground, go ahead and lift your hands. And lately I've been down, feeling like I'm quite pathetic.
And little do you know I'm living as a diabetic. That's B.I.P. in the video for his song Tell Me Why. Maynard is aiming even higher for next year. He says he's working to convince another diabetic musician, Brett Michaels from the group Poison, to highlight the disease during a show at a National Football League game next November. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Maynard is also working to raise the disease profile at the local level. In November, he says several businesses did their part.
The Davenport Hotel highlighted the blue circle on their building. The steam plant lit up their facility with blue, and the pavilion and the clock tower at Riverfront highlighted the blue circle as well for us.
As Glucose Revival negotiates a busy holiday season, Maynard says he's happy that his refillable necklaces have caught on and are now shipped to diabetics all over the country. But he'll be even happier if the blue circle becomes as common and accepted as breast cancer's pink ribbon. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.